This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Okay, I'm here with Gérard Latulippe, the president of Rights and Democracy in Canada. Now, over the weekend, democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was released from her house arrest. Yes, and what does this mean for the democratic movement in Burma?
Well, this is a very good news for the democratic movement in Burma, but just we have to be very cautious about that, in the sense that this is not an opening by the military junta. Aung San Suu Kyi was at the end of his term. I mean, now it's arrest. So she just get out of his house arrest. And second, it's also a political move by the junta, because they're trying to use that as a way to legitimize the illegitimate elections that happen. So, but it's a good news in the sense that, at least at this point, we have a figure which is, in fact, the most important leader in the country, will be in a position to continue the fight for freedom. But her task is quite enormous, as a matter of fact.
Right, because I believe that she's been released from the house arrest before. Now, what makes this occasion any different?
It has happened twice before, and she's then put in house arrest. She's still at risk to be put again in house arrest, except that it might be a little difficult, more difficult now for the regime, now that they are openly saying that there is a civil regime and that there are new elections. Would be weird that after just after her release, she would go back to house arrest. But I think she's doing the right thing. She's trying to say to the Burmese people that they have to join together, to join force together, that she wants a reconciliation process. And she has various challenges. First, how will she deal with the military junta? I said that she already declared that she wants to meet with the Secretary General Tan Sui. She has another challenge, is the unity of the ethnic groups within the country. She says that she was interested to do another Palong conference, like his father did. Mm-hmm. She has also the task, a very sensitive task, in the sense that her party divided for the elections, and part of the party, the National Democratic Force, run for the election. They have 16 members of parliament elected in Rangoon, and the other is National League of Democracy has been banned as a party, but she is still the leader of that. So she has to work to find a unity of the opposition. So that's the challenge that are laying ahead for her.
Right, I've read that her party actually was disbanded and now it's factioned into other parts, but they still support Suu Kyi?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's National League of Democracy. She's been dissolved because they didn't run at the election. They campaign across Burma for non-participation. Of course, it's still a major force because that's a legitimate political force. And her leader is their leader is Aung San Suu Kyi. The wing that decide to run the National Democratic Force themselves, they see Aung San Suu Kyi as her leader. But those two wings of the opposition are divided. And there is also other parties of the opposition that have succeeded, notwithstanding the fact those elections were a fraud. The Shan Nationalist Party have elected a few members of parliament and another one also. So she has it's a major task to make sure that to unite the opposition also, because you are not going to have enough pressure within if you don't unite the opposition.
And what is her support like in Burma now that she has been released? I've seen that, a broad base of support of citizens have come out to support her.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen and my contact at Burma, I think the first, when she did this her speech, it was about 5,000 persons. But I understand that there's a lot more that that are supposed to be in Rangoon today, I guess, for another of her meeting. So I think her support is still very, very strong. Also, the international community was divided about the fact that whether they should get involved within Burma, and those who are outside Burma said there's not enough opening within Burma. And you do have some countries like the Asian countries that are saying that the election was a move forward. China that are supporting the process. I think she said at the beginning that she wants to do international relations. I think it's very important for her to get in touch with the countries of the world so that there is some type of consensus about how to deal with Burma.
Is it a priority for Rights and Democracy here in Canada to maybe educate Canadians about the movement for democracy in Burma?
Well, yes, of course. Not only to educate Canadians, but also to work in Burma or outside Burma. We have a program there where we are supporting the National League of Democracy. We were supporting the government in exile, women's organization. We have somebody now on the ground that trying to redesign our program, considering the new political dynamic. In fact, there is the Canadian Friends of Burma. There's the Parliamentary Friends of Burma. Last week, we just had a press conference with leaders of all parties in Canada, supporting the movement for freedom. So there is, in fact, unanimity across the political spectrum in Canada to continue the fight for freedom in Burma.
What has the federal government's response been? Because I know Aung San Suu Kyi is an honorary citizen here in Canada.
Yeah, well, the first they said that the election were flawed, and that it was really a pity that, in fact, those elections were not free and fair. The prime minister said that he was pleased that Aung San Suu Kyi, who is an honorary Canadian, was free, but that we still need to pressure the country and that he was not ready he will continue the sanction against Burma. And I think that's a very good decision from the prime minister.
Right now, she is calling for national reconciliation even after the elections took place. What has the international response been like toward her release?
Well, it was all the international response were obviously a relief that, in fact, she's released. She has been freed. I think it's very important that the international community line up also is their strategy behind her. Mean that, in fact, they listened to her because there was no unanimity in the international community how to deal with Burma, how to deal with the Burma after the elections. So the fact that she's released may be very helpful in order to give some advice to the international community what to do, what not to do.
What does Aung San Suu Kyi represent to the democratic movement?
She represents hope for his country and his people. I mean, those people there are living in conditions which are really under a very, very difficult oppression from the government. And also, so many Burmen left the country. You know, in a refugees camp, you already have 150,000 persons living in camps, some since 20 years, and they cannot even work outside the camp. And if you just look also at the illegal immigrants, I mean, the Burmese that are working, that are living in Thailand, for example, or working in a very subhuman condition in sweatshops, there's more than 2 million of them. Mm-hmm. So this is just a product of the outcome of the conflict and the oppression of the regime. So she represents hopes, but it's a very difficult task. She's not in power. It's a very difficult task for her. But I think that she, if there is somebody who can move things ahead and open Burma, I think that she the only one. She needs the support of the Burmese and the opposition.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.